one of the big questions I have for you guys is, you've been everywhere. You guys have played in Hollywood, California, all the way down in Alabama, Mississippi, if I'm not mistaken. Can you guys talk about kind of that musician experience or that band experience? I mean, it doesn't seem unconventional to me, but it seems kind of like the road less traveled, perhaps, by two individuals who are still together to this day. I mean, sure, you have people who, like, you know, go around and play with a bunch of different musicians, but you guys are still together, and you came home, or to Hannibal in Columbia. Are you guys in Hannibal or Columbia now?
We're in Columbia.
Okay. But can you kind of talk about going through that journey and process together of traveling everywhere, playing with the likes of, you know, the Burnsides, the sons of, I think it was Junior Kimbrough?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, geez, I mean, what kind of was that journey like? And then to close it off, this end of that is, what made you guys decide to come back home and just do your project?
All right. Well, I mean, to start it off, we kind of went about it in a backwards way. It's like, we kind of went on tour before we ever even really practiced enough to justify going out with them, which is kind of funny. So we were just vaulted into just constant touring.
Yeah, so it was just kind of luck of the draw. We Gabe met Kent Burnside at a show, and like, it was just like that right time where he was looking for some guys to go on the road with him. And, you know, we were young, 20-something-year-old dudes with not too much else to do. Hang out and play some music too, you know, and we were fortunate because we were already into RL and Junior and a lot of that stuff, and we were playing a lot of that music too ourselves as just a two-piece, so we kind of knew a lot of that background material, but it was just luck of the draw, you know, like just met him at the right time. He was looking for some people. We fit into the spot, you know, and it was life on the road, you know. It was fun and not fun at times, you know, like, It went both ways. Yeah. We had a blast, but sometimes you spent a 20-degree night sleeping in a van with six dudes who've all played shows and smell like they've played shows for a couple of days, you know? And but it's definitely it made us better musicians. We play with really talented people, you know, and I think that definitely helps you along, you know? The better people you play with makes you better, and you learn new little tricks, and you know, it was a lot of fun, and we still play some shows with Kent every now and then, and those guys. Like, we went up to Minneapolis last week and played some Halloween shows with them just for kicks, you know, like, but it's not the most lucrative profession you can be in, you know, so. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole time we were doing that, I think we knew we had our own thing that we were doing too, and we'd kind of put that out there a little bit, but we were, you know, sidemen for Burnsides and Kimbrough and stuff, and we have our own project, you know, so it was kind of like, you know, we'd been out there and done that, and then kind of figured it was time for us to start pushing our stuff a little more,
ultimately,
you know.
What brought us back.
So, and you know, we were in Hannibal, and I mean, we were on the road most of the time, like, I mean, just living out of a van, you know, so playing with Kent like that. So when we were kind of getting to the end of that, we just kind of picked Columbia because it's a cool town, and there's places to play shows, and, you know, there's kids here that go out and party, and a lot more shows to get than what you can get in Hannibal, you know, which is a small town, and plus being right in the middle, you know, like 2 hours from St. Louis, 2 hours from Kansas City, so we could start playing Columbia and kind of hit St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield, and kind of just start branching out from there, you know, so that's kind of what we've been doing for the past couple years, is just trying to really hit Columbia real hard with that Flood Brothers stuff, but kind of start pushing out to some of those festivals, and, you know, like we do Roots and Blues and True False and all that, and people come into town, like, from St. Louis and stuff like that, they're like, oh yeah, Flood Brothers, and so as we kind of start branching out that way, kind of figured try and get known in a spot, push that spot out, you know, and go from there. So yeah, we've been here in Columbia for probably four years now, kind of as permanent Columbians. And
almost six.
Isn't it?
It's 2008.
Was it?
Yeah.
So it's been a while now. So they start to run together, I guess, after a while.
Is there anything special about, I guess, Columbia as a venue, city, or a kind of hub for, you know, music, art, culture, kind of stuff like that, that kind of was like, hey, aside from, you know, being conveniently placed between KC and St. Louis?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
what kind of...
The scene itself, I think... brought us to Columbia more so than location. You know, like, I mean, we came to Columbia because we knew Columbia's a cool town. And, I mean, we've spent a lot of time in Columbia before we were permanent Columbia residents. Like, I went to school in Moberly, and so, and both my sisters went to school here. Both our dads went to MU. So, I mean, we know Columbia well, and we've been here enough to know that we'd fit in good here and like to live in the town, you know? Like,
any particular connections you've made in Columbia that kind of were not unexpected, but the result of that connection was just kind of like, and wow, now we have a gig on, you know, somewhere we didn't think we'd have a gig, or we've got exposure here or there that we didn't think we'd, or even...
Oh, I mean, Columbia's been good for us, you know, like, I mean, it took time, you know, and we started out just doing the basic, like, go down Blue Fugue and Mojo's and play open mic, you know, like, put your name out there, and... But Columbia's provided us with a lot of good opportunities with bigger festivals and bigger acts that come to town, you know, and, like, I mean, it's good to open for guys that people have heard on the radio, and they go down there and they're like, oh, Flood Brothers, we never heard these guys, but they'll be at the next show, you know, if they dig it. So, and those big festivals are good opportunities to get heard by a big audience at once that, you know, it's just easier to reach, you know, 1,000, 2,000 people at once rather than drive to this bar and play for 100 people, this bar and play for 100 people, so.
And, you know, like, Millie Lovett at the Blue Note, she reached out and helped plug us into, like, Roots and Blues a few years back, and some other local shows. So she was, you know, we did have people that approached us, which was kind of nice and unexpected. And then, like, getting involved with the True False thing with Paul Sturtz and David Wilson and Amanda Rainey, who does a lot of the music for that, that's helped, you know, broaden our fan base exponentially.
Yeah.
Within this region.
And just the other bands that, you know, like Hoot and Hollers and those guys that we would play shows with that dig our stuff and we kind of dig their stuff and, you know, just kind of branches over. So, yeah, Columbia's, it's been a good spot for us. We like Columbia.
Yeah.
Or I like Columbia. I guess I can't speak Gabe's mind for him. But
I'm out of here.
But I dig it. You know, it's big enough to where you're not in little podunk, little small Missouri town, but it's not like being in St. Louis or Kansas City. It's a little easier to.
And the way that those, all these different scenes kind of cross pollinate, you know, like the film scene and music and everything else, whatever DIY kind of stuff that's happening out there, collective based, you know, volunteer based festivals and events, like that all just helps strengthen the next down the line. And there's a lot of overlapping people and energy that goes into all that. So I think, you know, it's the scene here is much more than just the music scene or just anything else. It's that it's diverse that makes each piece that much stronger, I think. So.
Would you guys say there's a lot of, not young blood, but just younger folks kind of interested in, you know, film, live music, you know, stuff that Columbia, downtown Columbia at least, has to offer? I mean, what's your experience with kind of the people that you notice coming out to your shows and whatnot when you're in Columbia?
Well, I don't know if that's really a conversation that happens about, you know, what you're doing versus what we're doing. Are we doing the same thing? That does happen from time to time. But not, for me, not so much at our shows, really. It seems like I don't really get much of a chance to talk to people when we're out at shows, or maybe by the time people are ready to talk to us, they're just wasted, and maybe we are too at the end of the night. But these conversations happen all the time. Like, I've got good friends that are out there plugging away, making films. Chase Thompson's one of those guys, and I'm fortunate enough to get to work on some music and stuff with his soundtracks. So that's a nice kind of, you know, overlapping type of scene. And just through every day, like, having potlucks and whatever, you're always hearing about someone else's project. And like I mentioned, just dropping True False earlier, they do a lot outside of those 4 days that the festival happens with promoting filmmaking, and, you know, providing these platforms for that sort of creativity to happen. And because there's a lot of specialized equipment and stuff that goes into that. And music's just a given. I mean, you know, there are a lot of young people. There are 2-3 huge high schools here. The Blue Note does awesome stuff like the Battle of the Bands, and I think a lot of younger bands kind of come out for that. So there's just good, unpretentious, like good old-fashioned Midwestern support behind just about anything you'd want to do. And all the talented, hardworking folks that are kind of bottom-lining all these things are really accessible people. So there's not really, maybe at first there's something that seems exclusive about some of these scenes, but really once you just talk to a few people and it's all very open, and so yeah, it's like a cesspool of creativity out there, man. Just
everybody enjoying what they're doing, yeah. And doing it together.
There's a lot of support.
So. All right. Well, dovetailing off that with all the support and kind of just stuff going on, what's next for you guys specifically? Are you have any upcoming gigs, any new tracks coming out, or you're releasing either online or in print? Or
right, we have an album in print currently that we wrapped up after almost 3 years last May, and we've been selling that exclusively at live shows currently. So,
and what's the title of that album?
That's a self-titled album, and that's a back catalog of about 13 years of jamming and songwriting. And we whittled that collection of 13 that made the album down from almost 30 songs that we recorded in a few days, and then over the course of a couple of years, like revisiting it and finally nailed it down. So that's the way to get our music currently, is to check us out. We play a lot locally. Our shows are posted on ReverbNation.com and with Facebook and stuff like that. And,
I think we have some songs that you can download off of Reverb Nation too. And,
yeah,
and you can definitely. I know there's at least 7 or 8 that you can listen to, and I think like mm-hmm. 4 or 5 of them are available for free download.
And
so,
yeah, the plan is to just keep plugging away at local shows, and we do have some connections now in like Joplin, St. Louis, getting into Kansas City a little bit, back over to St. Louis, and we'll see, you know, hopefully just to continue to expand, you know, just balloon. And
yeah, and we like playing music. I mean, we have fun doing it, you know, so you know, it just kind of is what it is, type of deal. We're going to keep pushing it, but I mean, play shows if people are going to give us shows, you know?
So. Took us over a decade to record and release our first album.
Yeah, we're kind of procrastinators like that.
You know, I guess if we do anything, it takes us a long time. So we're not going anywhere as far as breaking up or disbanding. I mean, there's absolutely no reason to ever stop.
Yeah, it's easy when it's just the two, because all you have to do is make the one phone call. It's like, hey, did you do anything? Like, you don't have to round up a bass player and backup singers and all that crap, you know.
Yeah.
Just one dude you got to holler at, so.
And we have...
But yeah, man. I mean, I don't think we've ever really, like this is, you know, not mapping it out. I mean, just kind of do it, you know. Just play shows and just lead. Yeah, let it lead to where it leads, you know, like, and,
yeah.
You know.
And we'd like to... Well, really, we're ready to get back into the studio anytime. We've got a lot of songs that didn't make the last cut, and a lot of new stuff. That's not a problem. We're writing new songs like almost every day, it feels like. We're working on stuff, and there's lots of half ideas out there. So, I don't know. We'll probably get back into the studio like in the spring, or maybe even experiment with some home recordings ourselves. And as far as another release, like, I don't know, maybe this next fall we'll do another album release event here in town. Just kind of play it by ear.
Well, all right. Unless you guys have anything else to add, I want to thank you guys for coming out.
Yeah.
And spending some
time. Thanks for having us, man.
It was a treat and a pleasure.
Ultimately,
thank you so much.
We just want to take over the world.
Yeah, there you go.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah,
thank you guys. It was a pleasure.
Awesome.